my name is José Aureliano. I am Spain. I work as a teacher at the University of Granada. Granada is the most beautiful city of Spain for me. First, I would like to tell you that my English is not perfect, but I will speak from my heart and with my friend. My friend speaks very good Spanish and English. For the question. Healthcare expenditure in Spain. Three main factors influence the health of the population and the healthcare expenditure: delinquency, economic growth, and immigration. Delinquency. Delinquency is a problem for public health because a considerable proportion of violence acts have repercussion on the victim's health, according to WHO. And to the burden imposed on health institutions. Economic growth. Many studies have also connected the increase in healthcare expenditure with the increase of the GDP, gross domestic product. For instance, Newhouse in 1977 explained that more than 90% of resources dedicated to the healthcare in developed countries vary in relation to the GDP per capita. But this relationship does not hold up at certain level of growth. Immigration. Immigration can also influence social systems through a sort of circular relationship because immigration increases the gross domestic product, and this increases healthcare expenditure, which exerts an influence on the improvement of population health, and this in turn has a positive effect on the GDP. But the immigrants generate much less healthcare expenditure initially because they are most young people in relatively good health. However, the well-known healthy immigrant effect shows that their level of health eventually converges with that of other citizens in the long run. A circular relationship among the three main factors. A rise in immigration implies an increase in healthcare expenditure. But at the same time, this growth has repercussion on the growth of the GDP. And this brings about a general increase in the healthcare expenditure as well as in the cost of security. A mathematical expression of this circular relationship is in this expression, K human include skilled immigrant worker, and L include the unskilled immigrant worker. In this way, immigration augments the growth of the gross domestic product, which in turn increases the healthcare expenditure. As a consequence, the health of the population also improves, generating positive effect on the skilled and unskilled labor, and therefore having an effect of the increase of the GDP. Delinquency is a negative external factor for this reason is not included in the mathematical expression. In the previous formula, delinquency would function as a negative external factor that derived from economic growth. Often, healthcare expenditure increase more than is necessary, since economic growth caused a great inequality in GDP distribution. A possible increment in the general crime rate may well occur. This could result in unnecessary healthcare expenditure. The econometric model for the analysis. The econometric model for the analysis of the circular relation is a two-equation system in which the data is arranged by region and according to year. So the resulting panel data will be multi-equation. The variable used in the model is the delinquency rate, is the total crime rate, GDP, gross domestic product, immigrant census, total number of immigrant registered, healthcare expenditure by region. The period is the during the period 2097 to 2002, and the cross-section data is the 19 Spanish regions panel data. And the econometric model estimation. And this model is two equation. For this reason, the first equation could be calculated by the two-stage least squares method. And the second equation could be estimated by the indirect least square method, as well as by the two-stage least square method. But because we are talking about a multi-equation system with panel data, the first thing we have to do was eliminate the unobserved effect of the equation by applying the first difference transformation and by using the independence variable as instrument. The result of the first equation, in which the public health care expenditure is utilized, are presented in table 1, and the result in second equation are shown in the table 2. The table 1 is this. I explain next. The first equation. For each unit of incremental variation of registered immigrant, an annual incremental variation of the GDP of 50,685 euros will be produced. In relation to the annual public healthcare expenditure for the previous year, the result showed that every 1,000 euros of incremental variation will cause an annual increment variation of 20,958 euros in the GDP. With regard to the temporal fixed effect, which measures the movement of this function through the different year as a consequence of change in legislation or other external effects, we observe that the great values of fixed effect are present during the year 2000 and 2001. This coincides with a change in the trend in which the number of illegal immigrants in Spain is superior to those who are legal. This is immigrant illegal in Spain, and this is the immigrant legal registered for work. In this moment, in this moment, in this year, is egal. This is the second table, table two. This is a table for model, econometric model in EBIOS. The conclusion in the second relation. The GDP exerts a statistical significant influence at the rate of 58 euros of incremental variation for 1,000 euros. However, in the case of the result obtained from the total number of immigrant registered, the influence would be negative. This would confirm that their healthcare needs are fewer than those of the other citizens at least during the first time of their stay in the country. With regard to the total delinquency rate, it's clear that this does not exert an influence on the public healthcare expenditure in our country, which shows that for the moment, in Spain, it's not an important social problem. It's possible the newspaper explained the other conclusion, but this is my conclusion with the model and the study. First conclusion. The total number of immigrants registered and the healthcare expenditure of the previous year exert an influence that is statistically significant in Spain. This result confirm the circular relationship mentioned earlier. Second conclusion. The GDP and the total number of immigrants registered influence the public healthcare expenditure. And third and final conclusion. The total crime rate is an external factor that up to now has had no relevant importance in Spain. And remembering the famous sentence of World Health Organization, as you know, health is a state of complete physical, mental and social well-being. In Spanish, la salud es un estado de completo bienestar físico, mental y social. And this is my city. This is not Granada, it's Ceuta. Ceuta is of this university district of Granada. It's a city in the north of Africa, but is Spain, from of Gibraltar. It's beautiful. Thank for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Ariano. I must agree that Granada is a fantastic city. It's nice to visit once. But the floor is open for questions, and your colleague is joining you, and he is also able to answer questions. I see our first question.
Questions there, right? Yeah. The first one is, ¿de dónde vienen la procedencia de los inmigrantes? ¿De qué parte vienen?
Sí. Uh-huh. The most important immigrant in Spain in this moment is Moroccan.
People coming from Morocco.
And second important.
And the second question?
Second, no, the most important, no. Moroccan. Uh-huh. And next, the Spanish.
From South America. Uh-huh. South America coming from Ecuador and Colombia. And your second question was?
The immigrant illegal is very important, because in Spanish one immigrant register in the city pensado en el census have
a right
for
health services even though he's not paying taxes.
Because
you have the right
Spanish
to receive
is a universal
coverage. So even though you don't pay for the health a premium for a health insurance, you will receive it because it's a universal coverage system.
Por eso no es necesario un seguro privado, ¿cierto?
That's why they don't have a private insurance system. Dice que si los inmigrantes ilegales también están registrados en el censo.
Eso es. This is the question. In Spain,
painful.
Have two census. One legal census in the Ministry of Trabajo.
And the Secretary of Labor,
and the
equivalent. Mm-hmm. They have a census there for the people legally registered.
Yes. This immigrant. Pueden trabajar.
They can work.
Yes. But the other immigrants, the illegal immigrants, trabajan, working.
They work.
But
the illegal.
Not registered.
They are not registered.
Census in los ayuntamientos.
They have a census in the city halls.
But this census and census policy is not written.
Okay, they're not matched. So there's not a matching in between the official register system and the local city halls registrations that they have for the other immigrants.
La pregunta de ella también es que si ellos reciben servicios de salud,
claro,
los ilegales.
Claro. For this reason, the census in the citizen, all the immigrants reside the health care.
Either aunque sean legales o ilegales.
Aunque sean ilegales.
It doesn't matter. They will receive the services either there legally or illegally in the country.
But this phenomenon, this immigration working illegal and having the condition the most igual que los españoles, say Spanish or Latin. For this reason, in this mod, in the other model for this study, I see that the participation in the economy subjective, the informal economy, participation of informal economy of immigrants is one variable that empieza a influir en la delincuencia.
He has done another model using this data, and he has found in a preliminary analysis that there is some kind of influence of illegal immigration and delinquency rates. They have some kind of relationship, but he is still exploring the data. And we were talking about this before we came into the session, and he's going to do a matching process in the sample between the illegal and the citizens. So they will have two comparable groups and see if there is any significant difference in between the delinquency rate in the legal group and the delinquency rate in the citizens group. So that's preliminary. They're still working on that. There's also an influence, a strong influence of accidents in the workplace.
For this reason, it's very important that all the immigrants are censored in the work, in the police, in the legal sense.
That's why it seems so important that all the immigrants are registered and they have some kind of identification.
That is clear because your chairman is speaking French, Dutch and English, but no Spanish.
So, one question about why there are immigrants who choose not to be registered.
¿Por qué hay inmigrantes que prefieren no ser registrados?
No, es que no lo prefieren. No, lo prefieren. Es que
it's not preference. They came into the country illegally. They sneak into the country. So that it's not a choice for them, it's that they just sneak into the country illegally. If they go to the police, they will be expelled. Deported, yeah.
¿Son los inmigrantes mayoritariamente solteros, hombres solteros, o tienen familias con hijos?
In this moment, yes. Is the hombres solteros.
Single males, the majority of them.
For this reason, in Spain, todavía the phenomenon of the second generation, delinquents of second generation, is a phenomenon very, very current in Europe, in Holland, Germany, but in Spain, todavía no.
They have found in the other parts of Europe. They have found something called the second generation effect delinquency. So the sons of the immigrants are involved in some kind of delinquency activities. And then this is not going on in Spain right now because they are the majority are single males. They don't have families, so it will be for a later occurrence.
We have, I would say, more families coming in compared to Spain. What I see on television from Spain is that small boats coming in with all youngsters who try to get a job there and earn money and send it to their families back. But this is not so in Holland. And we have more second generation delinquency as colleague here is explaining.
Yeah. Is there any other question? Yes, for Jose.
For las ecuaciones.
Es en el modelo. Sí. Si hay más, pero si hay crecimiento en el producto interno bruto.
Para que yo lo vea.
Sí.
Okay. First equation or the second equation?
First equation.
Okay. Now, this is the model economic. This first equation, a relationship, the immigrant census and health care in the GDP. The first question. And the second question, relationship, the GDP, immigration census, delinquency rates to the health care. And what is the question?
So I'm saying that the
circular
to the who was contributing, sorry,
immigrants.
Oh, the immigrants. Es que ella pregunta si es que hay algún tipo de sesgo de que los inmigrantes se van a las regiones donde el crecimiento económico es positivo, entonces puede haber un tipo de
no, because in my model I study all the census, all the city of Spain.
He took the 100% of the country. It was not
a model that data census during 10 years and all the variables, all the citizens in Spain.
He took the 100% of the population.
This includes the immigrants.
So he has national data, the whole census. So it's taking data from regions where the GDP is growing and regions where the GDP is not growing or is going in a negative figure. So it didn't really matter because he was taking the whole country. So it's a national aggregate data. Mm-hmm. Any other questions for him? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. She's asking why, if there is an increase in the GDP, there will be an increase in the healthcare expenditure. What's the relationship there?
Because this is a phenomenon studied. It's a phenomenon studied. Newhouse in 1977 and the other studies posteriores.
Newhouse and some other authors study this phenomenon.
Studied that in los países desarrollados.
That in the developed countries.
Approximately 90% of the gasto healthcare expenditure is como consecuencia del desarrollo.
That there is a relationship, 90% of the increase in the GDP will generate increase in healthcare expenditures.
Es un fenómeno estudiado que a mí me sale también, pero que ya lo han descubierto mucho más.
His data is only reassuring that statement. That there is a significant relationship in between the increase in the GDP and increase in the healthcare expenditure.
Are there any questions for Mr. Arellano? Yes? We have a Bismarckian health insurance system in Germany and in a few other countries, Austria and things like that. We have the British one, who is more state-oriented, has lower cost in cross-national product, but has problems with access. A lot of waiting times before you can have surgery or things like that. And we have now an orientation toward a more market-oriented system, but there are several differences between European countries, I would say.
In spite of that,
as far as, mm-hmm.
and the participation Spain, in the
in Spain
GDP.
And the Europe is inferior
in España y Europa
es inferior,
el gasto en salud es menor.
Okay,
even though they have a universal coverage, the percent of expenditures in the health sector, either for Spain and Europe, they're less than the expenditures here in the U.S. as a percent of the GDP.
Here it's about almost 70%, I learned yesterday. And in my country, it's about 9%. In Spain, I don't
Spain
know.
Six
percent in Spain, in Holland, 9%.
Are there any questions? Yes, go ahead. I would say in the beginning they were not in favor of it. They didn't like it so much because it cost them more. Now they seem more or less defensively to adapt to the new system, but they seem not to like it so much. And well, I think politicians were very smart. They thought people have to pay more for it, and well, the system works the way they had projected it would do, and the people are more and more concerned that they have to pay more and more because premiums are going up. In the beginning they went down because a lot of insurance companies would like to attract people, but now they have losses and they have to let the premiums rise, and people don't like that. That's universal in all countries. Yeah, it's a good question. I had a lot of conversations with American colleagues who are married to physicians, and they told me with the HMOs there is a strong influence on practitioners here in the United States. And well, I'm in the same position. I'm married also to general practitioners. And I was certain years married a few days ago, but my wife is complaining more and more in the last year, so it's not so nice.
Can I say something there? I am a physician by background. I'm a foreign medical graduate, and I practice as a family practitioner in Colombia, and we had the system change in the late 90s. And we have a system like the one is operating now in Holland, and the power of physicians for the, making decisions about treatments has been substantially reduced, because the are the insurers the ones having the capacity to say what is payable, what is not payable, and in that way they are forcing physicians to make certain decisions. Because if they're not covered, they will not pay or reimburse the hospitals or the physicians for those treatments. And same is for the kind of medications that you get. You will get generic medications. No, you won't get brand medications, because the insurers won't cover brand medications unless you have a special premium that will make the difference, and they will have to pay a lot more for your insurance. And then the also the other effect is that the payment for physicians will be substantially reduced, so the intermediation will be having the lion's share of the system.
Yes.
That
maybe a good question for my Spanish colleague who's more familiar with economy. I'm not an economist.
I don't know. I think that posible por el desarrollo tecnológico.
It's possible because of technological advance that they're applying there.
Y por la edad de la población.
And the demographic profile, the age of the population, that probably make a difference.
But Spanish is different, but is not no es mejor que el de Estados Unidos. Mm-hmm. Yo no he dicho eso.
No. Es diferente la proporción del gasto. In terms of expenditure, yeah. He was concerned about talking about quality comparison of quality of services. He is trying to make the statement that he is not talking about quality of services. He's only talking about the participation of healthcare in the GDP, and they have a different profile, so that might be a possible explanation. He doesn't really know. Porque vienen y se explica que hay mejores resultados en términos de salud a un costo menor en Europa, que si la diferencia radica en la ubicación de los recursos, a dónde van, si es que hay alguna diferencia en el énfasis en que se invierte en los dineros de salud, o si es que se gastan de forma diferente. Si tú entiendes en dónde puede estar la diferencia entre el sistema europeo o la forma en que se hacen las cosas en Europa con la forma en que se hacen aquí en Estados Unidos.
In Spanish, in Europe, I don't know, but in Spanish, I think that it's possible that the attention general para toda la población, no hay muy, muy alta tecnología, sino que será lo más esencial.
Okay. Pero la mayoría de la gente usa esos servicios de baja tecnología. Is that the majority of the population uses low technology services, so they have a lot of the initial part of the attention is done in low technology healthcare services.
Y por otra cosa, y desde hace un tiempo esta parte, se cuando empezó a incrementarse mucho el gasto sanitario.
And then when they realized that the expenses in healthcare was steeping up.
Comenzó a hacerse estudios de coste-beneficio.
They start doing cost-benefit analysis.
Y afortunadamente, se ha podido frenar el crecimiento.
And they've been able to do cost containment.
And se ha desarrollado, por ejemplo, mucho la cirugía ambulatoria.
They have developed ambulatory surgery.
Se han hecho más eficientes la utilización de los recursos en los hospitales.
And the utilization of hospital services has been more efficient.
La medicina se ha implantado el sistema de genéricos.
And then they are also working on the generic medications.
Y por esas razones no se ha incrementado mucho el coste
that they have contained the increase in the cost of healthcare services.
Pero sí se ha incrementado la atención a las personas.
But they are covering more people.
Y de hecho, los índices de satisfacción.
The satisfaction index.
Las encuestas que se hacen en los hospitales son muy altos.
That they do regularly satisfaction surveys with the customers, and they have high numbers in those, highly satisfied.
May I add
website to answer this question, the Physicians for a National Health Plan, really have a work extensive about that, very copy, and they have a lot of data that really gets to the roots of why that is, and their website is ENHP.org, and they'll give you a lot of resources to really answer that question. Very happy.
May I add one element for the Netherlands that's coming close to your argument? We also see a trend towards less specialized care from hospitals. People are very shortly hospitalized and they have to go home. And there's a strong emphasis, always have been in the Netherlands, for family practitioners. They are the ones that have to select people either to stay in their homes or to go to a hospital. No one in my hospital, in my country, can go directly to a specialist in a hospital. That's impossible. So there's also a regulation of cost containment, I guess. And this is the same trend as in Spain, I guess. Yes? No, he's not sure. No, otherwise I would give him the word immediately. There is a similar trend, it's going up, but the exact percentages I'm not familiar with. I was more familiar with epidemiology and social medicine for years, but now I'm working in the field of health policy, so I'm not sure exactly pointing out the figures, but the trend is the same. And very high priority is the problem of obesitas in the youth especially, but also COPD and things like that, and comorbidity on the elder age, I would say, yes. But the exact figures, I could look for you, but I'm not familiar with them. Are there any questions? Maybe a last question? Yes? Thank you. Well, we come to the end of this session, I think. I hope I please you with chairing this session. I would thank also Jose Orellana.